Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something really fascinating, our subconscious minds.
And specifically, how hypnotherapy might offer a way to make some positive changes.
Exactly. We've been looking closely at the work of Danique, who's a hypnotherapist and founder of Subconscious Co.
Right. Her insights form the basis of our discussion today.
And our goal here is, well, pretty straightforward. We want to understand how this hidden part of our mind really influences our day-to-day.
You know, things like anxiety, habits, even how we react based on past stuff.
Yeah, and explore how hypnotherapy fits into that picture. We know you want deep insights without the fluff, so let's dive in.
Okay, so one of the first things that really stands out from Danique's perspective is just how much power she gives the subconscious.
Right.
She uses this analogy, calls it a giant storage room.
A storage room. Okay, tell me more.
Well, picture it holding everything memories, sure, but also your core beliefs, your automatic habits, those gut reactions you have.
Mm. Okay, so it's not just dusty old memories, it's active stuff. Beliefs, habits.
Very active. And this is the kicker. She suggests that up to 95% of our daily actions and reactions come from this subconscious space.
Wow. So wait, only 5% is our conscious, logical thinking driving the bus? That seems huge.
It's a pretty staggering figure, isn't it? It really makes you think about how much is happening beneath the surface.
So while I'm consciously thinking, okay, I need to do X, Y, and Z, my subconscious is kind of running the underlying program.
That's a good way to put it. Your conscious mind is great for planning, analyzing, you know, step-by-step stuff.
The logical part.
Exactly. But the subconscious, Danique points out, it doesn't really operate on logic or time, not in the way we experience it consciously.
Okay, that's interesting. No logic, no time. What drives it then?
Emotions, patterns, deep-seated associations. It's much more feeling-based.
And this idea about time, that seems really important. How does that actually play out?
This is where Danique uses another great image. She says the subconscious is more like a movie that's always playing, so past experiences can feel just as real as what's happening right now.
Ah, okay. Like when you suddenly cringe remembering something embarrassing from years ago.
Precisely. That feeling is happening now, even though the event is long gone for the subconscious.
It's like it's still happening.
Yeah. She says it doesn't really separate past memories from what's happening now. It's all kind of present tense for that part of the mind.
Right. And that's crucial for understanding how something like hypnotherapy could even address past issues, I guess.
Absolutely. It's fundamental.
Okay. So we've got this powerful subconscious living in the present moment, running maybe 95% of the show. Where does hypnosis fit in? What is it, really?
Danique defines it very simply, actually, as a natural, relaxed state where your attention becomes really focused.
Natural, so not like stage hypnosis.
Definitely not the stage show stuff. Think more like daydreaming, or when you're driving and realize you haven't consciously thought about the last few miles.
Oh, okay. Or that feeling just before you fall asleep.
Exactly that. That drifting, focused, inward state. It's natural. We all go into states like that.
So no swinging watches or clucking like a chicken unless you really want to.
Huh. No, that's one of the big myths. You're actually aware and you're always in control. We'll get more into myths later, but control is key.
Good. Yeah. So what's happening in the brain during this focused, relaxed state?
Well, Danique mentions brainwaves slowing down, and importantly, the critical mind, that analytical judging part of you, tends to quiet down a bit.
The inner critic takes a break.
Sort of, yeah. It becomes less dominant. And when that happens, the door to the subconscious opens up a little wider. As Danique puts it, the subconscious is more open to new ideas in that state. Less guarded, maybe. More receptive.
Okay, that makes sense. Quieting the conscious gatekeeper lets you talk more directly to the part running the show.
Exactly. Which brings us right to hypnotherapy.
Right. So how does hypnotherapy use this state?
Danique describes it as essentially talking directly to your subconscious. Okay.
By helping guide you into that focused hypnotic state, the therapist can communicate on that deeper level, bypassing some of that conscious resistance or analysis.
So it's like getting a direct line to the operating system to maybe update the software.
That's a really good analogy. Updating the files, as Danique says, think of old beliefs, unwanted habits, limiting assumptions as maybe outdated files.
Files that are still running and causing issues.
Exactly. Hypnotherapy offers a way to access those files and suggest some updates and introduce new, more helpful programming.
Which is why she says it's so effective for changing deep habits and beliefs. because you're getting right to the source code, so to speak.
Precisely. You're working at the level where those patterns are stored and maintained.
And going back to that past as present idea for the subconscious, how does hypnotherapy use that?
Well, that's key, because the subconscious experiences things as current. Hypnotherapy allows you to, as Danique puts it, revisit old memories and change how you feel about them.
Change how you feel, not change the past itself, obviously. No, not the facts, but you can change the emotional charge, the meaning attached to it. It's like rewriting a scene in your movie.
You're rewriting a scene. I like that. So you're updating the emotional soundtrack or the commentary associated with that old memory.
That's a great way to think about it. Helping the subconscious form new, maybe healthier associations with those past events, lessening their negative grip on the present.
Okay, this is starting to sound quite powerful.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of specific benefits might someone actually see from this?
Danique lists quite a few potential positive outcomes. Things like releasing emotional blocks, you know, feeling stuck.
Yeah, definitely know that feeling.
Letting go of fears and doubts that maybe don't make logical sense anymore, but still hold you back.
Right. Replacing unhelpful habits.
Yeah.
That's a big one for many people.
Absolutely. And beyond just removing negatives, she talks about potential gains, too.
Like what?
Increased clarity, maybe more self-confidence, a better sense of purpose. Mm. She even suggests that shifting your subconscious patterns might help in, you know, attracting better opportunities or relationships.
Interesting. So internal shifts leading to external changes.
Potentially, yes. And then there are the more commonly associated benefits. Reducing anxiety and stress.
Crucial.
Overcoming specific unwanted behaviors, things like nail biting or maybe fear of public speaking.
Right.
And importantly, helping to process and release trauma or long-held suppressed emotions.
That sounds like it covers a really wide range of human experience, from minor habits to quite deep-seated issues.
It does. It addresses the programming in that storage room.
But as we touched on, there are definitely some, let's call them, misconceptions floating around about hypnosis, things you see in movies.
Oh, absolutely. And Danique is keen to clear those up. The biggest one is probably the loss of control idea.
Right, the fear of being made to do something embarrassing or against your will.
Yeah. She states it very clearly. You're always in control and aware of what's happening. Always. You can always choose to ignore a suggestion or even just open your eyes.
Okay, that's really important. So, fully aware, fully in control. What's another myth?
That you're asleep. People often think hypnosis means being unconscious.
You said earlier it's more like being focused.
Exactly. Danique stresses, you're actually very focused and alert. It's a state of heightened internal awareness, not being knocked out.
Got it. Focused, not asleep. Aware, not controlled. What else?
The idea that it's some kind of magic or, I don't know, mystical power.
Yeah, that it's not scientific.
Right. But Danique pushes back on that, saying it's a proven science-based technique.
Yeah.
It works with the natural functioning of your mind, specifically the subconscious.
So grounded in how our minds actually work.
Yes. It's about leveraging those natural mind states for positive change.
Okay. That clears up a lot. So let's try and sort of summarize the key takeaways here from Danique's perspective.
Sure. I think the first big one is just acknowledging the sheer power of the subconscious, that hidden 95%.
It's running so much of our lives without us consciously directing it.
And understanding its nature, particularly that it lives in the present, making past events feel current.
Yeah, that movie always playing idea.
Then understanding hypnosis not as something weird, but as a natural state of focused attention.
Like daydreaming or that pre-sleep state.
Exactly. A state where the subconscious is more receptive, more open.
And hypnotherapy uses that state too.
To communicate directly with the subconscious. To update those old files, change limiting beliefs, unwanted habits, and importantly, reframe the emotional impact of past experiences.
Rewriting those scenes.
Yeah. So it becomes a tool, a science-based tool, according to Danique, for facilitating real change from the inside out.
So it's presented very much as a practical approach, not magic, for working with our own minds for better well-being.
Precisely. Reducing stress, overcoming fears, letting go of trauma, accessing our own potential for growth, by working with how our minds are structured.
Which leads to a final thought, really, for you listening. Given how much influence this subconscious part of you has.
That giant storage room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What beliefs, what patterns, what old movie scenes might you want to take a closer look at? Maybe even think about reframing or rewriting.
It's definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. And if you are curious to learn more about Danique's approach or explore hypnotherapy further, her website is subconsciousco.com.au.
Lots of resources there.
definitely worth a look. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive today.